Thank you.
Good morning. Is everybody ready for the Super Bowl? Who's going to win? Okay. Sounds like a Patriots crowd here, I think, right? No? Okay, we got some Falcons fans. Thank you. I am thrilled to be here this morning. My 15-year-old twin girls, as Pam was just talking, got in a little bit late last night. They're coming a little bit later this morning. But I really think the reason they didn't want to come is they didn't want Daddy to embarrass them. And so I'm going to try not to, because I'm sure they're going to watch this. But I am so excited because this is the second year of our Women's Summit, as you just heard. Last year, our intent was to try to talk about the role of sports for women and the role that that played in their success on and off the field or court. And it was really quite successful for us. We all learned a little bit. But the number one thing I took away from last year was everyone wanted to continue this kind of forum, this kind of dialogue. They found it exciting. They found it a learning moment. And they also found it inspiring. So we've changed it around a little bit this year. We obviously are focusing this a little bit more on helping you take the time to identify your goals. What are your initiatives? What are the things you want to accomplish in life? And hopefully inspire you a little bit so that you feel more confident in reaching those goals. And that's something that we all want for our children, for our kids. And I hope today you get a little bit out of that. And part of that, to me, is being a father and also having 14 nieces that are all going to be here this weekend, too, is really allowing young girls to understand, while the world's changed a great deal, and I think there are, in some ways, much more opportunities for young girls, whether professionally or otherwise, there's still many challenges out there. And the best way to meet those challenges is to understand those challenges, but more importantly, understand who you really are, what makes you tick, who you want to be, and how you want to do it. And one of the things that I always use for myself, because when I was a young man, I wanted to be commissioner of the NFL. That doesn't happen very often. I was actually 18 years old when I wrote a note to my father and said, I want to do a couple things. I want to make you proud, and I want to be commissioner of the NFL. Now that doesn't, since there's only been 8 of us, the chances of that aren't real good in almost 100 years. But my point to that is don't let somebody tell you can't do it. If you want to do something, go do it. And I had a lot of people who told me, you should go to law school, you should do this, you should do that, because you're not going to be commissioner of the NFL. And you know what? That was part of my motivation. So I hope you'll use some of this today as your motivation. And not let anyone tell you that you can't do something or your abilities are limited in any way. And one other aspect of that, which is, I think, critically important, is mentoring. So what does mentoring mean? Everyone seems to think that mentoring is finding someone older and wiser who's going to tell you what to do. And I couldn't agree or disagree more with that. What mentoring to me is finding a group of people, diverse people, who care about you, will support you, but won't tell you what to do or how to do it. That's for you to discover. That's for you to figure out. And you are in a discovery phase. You're in a phase of your life where you're going to learn what it is you want to do and how you want to do it. And you should be the only one who tells you how to do that. As a parent, I love to tell my girls, well, we should do it this way or that way. They listen sometimes, but more importantly, I want them to learn how to develop the skills to make their own judgments. And these are the types of things which you have to learn as you grow up. And I think I would suggest to you and mentors, find many, as many as you possibly can. I still have mentors. I continue to seek out new mentors. Find diverse mentors. They don't have to be older than you. They can be younger than you. They can have various experiences that you've never had before. But learn. Take every opportunity to learn. And I guess that's the last thing I'd say to you this morning. I hope today you take this as a learning opportunity. This is all about the opportunity to listen to people who may represent something different than you expected. Some people who you have no experience with whatsoever. Some people that are real celebrities. I've met a few back there myself. But this is an opportunity to ask questions, to learn from them, and make sure that you start to move down the path you want to move down in your own way and find your own way and find the person you want to be. As part of our continuing dedication to providing opportunities for young kids, what we're going to do is this spring, we're going to launch something called externship. This is a new term that we've developed in the last couple of days. But essentially what it is to reach out to teenage girls and boys through Boys and Girls Club, and we'll be doing it around the draft and bringing them into our NFL offices. We have a network. We have an NFL Films facility. We have our league offices. And eventually expand us to our clubs. But to bring you in and allow you to have the opportunity to see what it's really like to be in the NFL, to see what it's like to get behind the cameras or get behind the desk or get behind big events like the draft, which will be the first one that we'll do this with. So you can discover, is there an opportunity for me in the NFL? Is there anybody here who wants to be commissioner? Come on. I don't blame you, by the way. This is something that we think is going to be a great opportunity for young kids. So that's part of our commitment to continue this kind of a learning experience. And we hope some of you in here in this room will see you around the draft or see you in our office later this spring. But most importantly, I just want to wish you all a wonderful 2 days. I'll be in and out. My family, you're going to meet my wife a little bit later, but you'll also meet my girl sometime. And I hope you have a wonderful experience, and this is something you'll look back on very fondly, and you also look back as a great Super Bowl game on Sunday night. So have fun. Look forward to seeing you again.